Blackstone Audio presents If the Oceans Were Ink, An Unlikely Friendship and a Journey to the Heart of the Quran by Carla Power. This book is read by Kate Redding. For Richard and Helen Power, who first showed me the world, and for Anthony, Julia, and Nick, who still do every day. Introduction. A map for the journey. When I was 11 years old, I bought a tiny book containing a verse from the Quran from a stall outside a Cairo mosque. The amulet was designed to be tucked into a pocket to comfort its owner throughout the day. I was neither Muslim nor literate in Arabic. I bought it not for the words inside, but for its dainty proportions. The stall's proprietress watched me bemusedly as I cooed over the matchbox-sized book. My family and I were living in Egypt at the time, and back at home I taped a bit of paper over the cover and crayoned a woman in a long blue dress, writing on top, "Jane Eyre" by C. Bronte. I then placed the book in the waxy hand of my doll, which sat stiffly on a high shelf in my Cairo bedroom. The little book outlasted the doll. I found it over a quarter century later, one sticky summer afternoon in St. Louis, wrapped in a jewelry box in my parents' house. It was a minor miracle that such a flimsy item from a market stall had endured so long. It was a major miracle that I'd found it at all, in a three-story house so crammed with exotic souvenirs that friends called it Aladdin.